Evans, IH. Testimony to Battle Creek. Granville, Australia, July 20, 1894. Evans. In the night season, I was in a dream or vision which revealed some things in Battle Creek. My guide said, "Follow me." I was directly in Battle Creek. The streets were alive with bicycles ridden by our own people. There was a witness from heaven beholding our people indulging their desire or selfish gratification, and using the money that should be invested in foreign missions to unfurl the banner of truth in the cities and in the highways and byways of the land. There was an infatuation, a craze, upon this subject. The course of those who invest money in these things, when starvation is at the very door of thousands, does not bear a telling testimony to the truth that the end of all things is at hand. These things are counterworking against the messages that God has given His messengers to proclaim, in order to arouse the world to the great event which is just before us. The witness from heaven said, "I will turn my face from you for your pleasant picture and your selfish practices, which are misrepresenting the religion of Jesus Christ, and preparing a people, through denying Him in practice, to be ensnared by the deceptions of these last days. Every device that Satan can invent to make our people disloyal to Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, will be ready at hand. The notices given in our papers, extolling bicycles, might better be cut out, and in their place, the destitute foreign fields be represented. My people, saith the Lord, do err and separate from the source of their strength. In their works they deny me, and I will turn my face from them unless they repent and do their first works. America, and especially Battle Creek, where the greatest light from heaven has been shining upon the people, can become the place of greatest peril and darkness because the people do not continue to practice the truth and walk in the light. What was the meaning of the movement last winter in giving up jewelry and ornaments? Was it to teach our people a lesson? Were they prompted by the Holy Spirit to do these things and to use the avail in the advancement of the work of God in foreign countries? And has Satan been counterworking the movement or the Holy Spirit upon human hearts, so that reaction shall be allowed to take place and another evil exist? The present manifestation is strikingly inconsistent with that movement of stripping of the ornaments and giving up selfish indulgences which absorb the means, the mind, and the affections, diverting them into false channels. The light given me of God is that there is a work to be wrought in the heart which will not permit the mind and means to be thus diverted from the great subject which should absorb every mind, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Prepare, prepare, for the great day of God. How can the people in Battle Creek interpret such movements, so difficult to harmonize one with another? May the Lord help His representative men to turn their influence into channels which He can approve. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to act as a reprover. This, I am bidden to say to you, is the work that has been done and must continue to be carried on in every church in the land. The more nearly we approach the closing scenes of this earth's history, the more pronounced will be the work of Satan. Every species of deception will take the lead to divert the mind from God through Satan's devices. The imagination will be intensely awakened in human minds to absorb money in buildings for convenience, or to expend it unnecessarily through some excuse or invention of Satan, so that there will be less money to support laborers in the field, and less money for the opening of new fields. And money will be unwisely appropriated to do things that are really good works, but by doing which, the larger and more essential work is cramped, and many things cannot be undertaken at all in the lifting of the banner of truth in new fields with the proper dignity that should characterize the proclamation of warning to be given to our world. If at the great heart of the work pulse beats are violent and erratic, the peril to spiritual life affects the whole body.
Brethren and sisters in Battle Creek, I inquire, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, not only by profession, but by practice? Shall the idols be expelled from the heart and Jesus be enthroned there? He is standing, knocking at the door of every heart. Do you hear His voice, saying, "Open unto me, I have heavenly treasures, the goods of imperishable value. Buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich. Buy white raiment and eye salve. These are the goods you need, which, if you possess, will open to you the pearly gates of the city of God." He has been calling, calling in the rich gospel feast he has presented to you, that you may be fed with the bread of life. And Christ is still knocking at the door of hearts. Many go to Battle Creek, expecting to find an influence similar to that of heaven. But they soon find practices not at all in accordance with their ideas of truth, and the separate, peculiar people who are to represent the most pure, holy principles of religion that were ever given to the world. Many have been led to walk in false paths through being brought in connection with those who are not consecrated, self-denying followers of Christ. These false professors have served as decoys to divert souls from the principles of truth and righteousness. Where are the faithful sentinels in Battle Creek to keep the fort? Where are the minutemen to be on guard and not relax their vigilance for one moment? Men who watch, men who pray, men who walk humbly in meekness and lowliness, after the example of the greatest missionary that ever visited our world, who is our pattern. My soul is weighed down continually as a cart beneath sheaves. Oh, why do men become so spiritually blind? Poor triflers prefer their idols to Jesus Christ, admitting them into the heart, while Jesus is left standing without. Will you compel God to work and dash one after another of your idols to the ground, that those who claim to be Christians may be driven from the perishable to the eternal? You have been made the depositaries of sacred, solemn messages of warning to an idolatrous, impenitent world, and the Lord is not pleased with your ways. He cannot prosper you in thus misrepresenting the truth, denying the message by your own course of action. Will our people awake? Will they continue to strain every nerve to purchase things they do not positively need, which are making them a byword before the world? The Lord has money in the hands of His stewards, which they are misappropriating, binding it up in idols of some description. We have set before you our wants in this foreign field, but you have not had ears to hear and hearts to feel. And instead of considering our position in this new region beyond, instead of denying yourselves that we might have facilities, you bind up the means of God in the things which He names idols. It is time that there was a different era of things in Battle Creek, else the judgments of God will surely fall upon the people. His blessing has rested upon you in large measure. Has it made you laborers together with Him? Are not our people in Battle Creek demonstrating to unbelievers that they do not believe the truth that they claim to advocate? God has been calling them away from every species of self-indulgence and all manner of extravagance. When the church has had great light, then is her peril if she does not walk in the light and put on her beautiful garments and arise and shine. Darkness will becloud the vision, so that light will be regarded as darkness, and darkness as light. When the believers in Battle Creek shall not only be penitent occasionally, but shall walk in humility, doers of the word, the world will take knowledge of them, that they have been with Jesus. Oh, how can the Spirit speak to impress hearts so that they will obey His voice?